Good morning. 184 of the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero and Amy K. Kind of wet outside right now in Fargo. We're heading going to be kind of a cloudy, brisk day in the valley. Paying bills again at 710, 810, 1210, and 410. You want some of that free money? Sign up at 194.com. So opposites might attract, but relationship expert says that's just the first step. It's actually the commonalities that'll keep you together. So you might be attracted to somebody because they're different, but if you guys don't have some things in common, it'll eventually fall apart. So we thought maybe we would springboard from that to this question. What do you think you have to have in common with somebody for your relationship to work long term? So you can be different in a lot of ways, but if you don't see eye to eye on this or have this in common, oh, it's going to collapse into a million pieces. Does anything come to mind, Amy Kay?
And they're going to be like your lifestyle choices. Like, do you like going out? Does he like staying in? I dated someone who I thought was my opposite. And everyone's like, well, you guys are opposites and like polar opposites.
Okay.
Obviously, that did not work out. So I can tell you opposites, they may attract, but opposites don't make a relationship work.
Well, and here's the funny thing, and I don't know if you feel this way, but it's just as somebody that has, you know, I've obviously known you for a long time, and I'm getting to know him as time goes on. I would say that Stephen is man Amy.
I think so.
Like, he is very similar to you in, like, every way I can come up with outside of the fact that his name is Stephen and he's a dude. Like, he's man Amy.
I would agree. That's why I think we both kind of, we have the same lifestyle. It seems too broad of a term, but it really is. We will eat the same food. We like binge watching Netflix. But then if it's Friday night, we might stay out till 4 a.m. and party together.
He's along for that ride and you're along for his
ride.
Yeah. Just ride or die, man. What is that thing you think you have to have together and have in common for it to work long term? 237, it's text 35270.
Baby, dance to the rhythm of the music. The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94. Relationship expert made a claim that, gosh, you know what? It just sounds true. They say, well, opposites do attract. You've heard that before. Opposites may attract. It's actually those commonalities that'll keep you together. So if you just want lust, a fling, a one-time thing, short-term action, well, by all means, run to your opposite. But if you want something that's going to be long-term, this person's around for a bit, if not forever, till death do you part kind of stuff, you're going to have some stuff in common. So in your opinion, what's something you have to have in common for that relationship to work, do you suppose?
Food. I like spicy food. If they can't handle spicy food, bye. Next. Game over.
So just in general, you're like, you know what? You got to have similar palates. You have to have a similar taste palate or it's just not going to work.
Yeah, it's like there's only so much bland food I can eat. And I like to cook, too. And then if we share in a restaurant, forget about it.
Well, if you are having meals at home, one of you is cooking, you're alternating the cooking. If you're always having to make separate meals and then eventually, like, let's say you procreate, well, you can make different meal for, you know, both adults and the children too. That's just not practical.
That would be so hard. And think about grocery shopping.
So this ain't Applebee's. We're all having the same meal today.
I already struggle with grocery shopping and Steve and I eat the same thing.
Instead of making like five meals a week, you're making 20.
I wouldn't want to do dishes. I agree. You do have to have the same eating habits.
There can be a thing or two, right? There can be that thing or two where the person's like, I'm sorry, I really don't like that. But it can't be the majority of things.
I think different snacks or maybe someone likes more sweet than salty. That kind of makes sense. But yeah, you can't have someone who meat eater and then someone who's a vegan. That'd be hard.
That we have pretty similar palates in our house. I mean, there's not a lot of things that I'm like, I don't like fish stuff. And I think that's been kind of a sticking point, but she doesn't try to make it either. So we're fine.
I'm going to say, does she sound like she's forcing you to eat fish, does she?
No, thank goodness. Otherwise, I'd have to come live with you and Steven because all you guys have is beer and chicken nuggets and that's up my alley.
I was just going to say, you're probably just eating your kids' food.
That's accurate.
Whatever they're not eating.
All right, we see some people like, oh yeah, got to have this in common for it to work.
Yeah, someone said, I don't think it's really a make or break deal, but similar taste in music is a solid. Being excited to see the same concerts, jamming out when you're having some drinks, definitely clutch. I agree with that one. And because if you find a new song, you're excited, you want to show your partner, you want them to hear it. And if they don't like that type of music, someone else said, I think could be religion, at least being able to agree how you're going to raise your children if you have different religions. And the drive to look for socks.
Oh,
if you know what they're saying, you have to have an equal same drive for bedroom things.
It's true. Yeah, you got to be interested in getting intimate the same level of times, often. Stamina. You have to have the same stamina.
And someone said money. Do you need it or are you a spender or a saver?
Are you somebody that is like, you know what? I would have to have this in common with somebody for it to work long term. Because yes, the opposites attract, but this in common is a necessity. What comes to mind? Grab a few more. 237. It's text 35270 as we play Derulo. 635, 194 Playhouse in the morning. Been talking about this relationship expert. Love pro, we'll call them. Basically, they're saying that, yes, opposites do attract. You've heard that plenty of times before, but it's the commonalities that will keep it together long term if that's what you want. So what do you think you have to have in common for that relationship to work? What are you thinking?
I think you need to agree on the temperature.
Can't have one person that's always too hot or too cold. It's got to be like Goldilocks just right. I'm with you. Well, I think about, you know, here, granted, this is work. But you were, I mean, you were miserable a couple of days ago when we were having some AC issues. Can you imagine if, like, that was your home life? Like, Steven liked it that hot all the time. You would go insane.
It wouldn't work. So Steven likes it freezing cold, where I'm not a fan of being freezing cold. But we make it work because he's bought me a heated blanket, an hoodie, and I just stay bundled up. And if I get cold, I have issues with my feet. I'm on medicine for it, but they get ice cold. So once they get to that point, sometimes I have to say, massage him. And then I'll massage him and then I put him under his thighs and I warm him up.
Well, at least you're with that side of it because there's some, you can get warmed up. You can get covered up. There can be layers. There can be blankets. There can be cuddling. If you wanted it cooking in there, there's less you can do.
Yeah, if I was the one in charge of the thermostat and he had to deal with how I liked it, he would be miserable.
Be fried.
Yeah.
We've seen some more things like, got to have this in common.
Someone said, my wife and I have been married almost 20 years now. And while there is some truth to the opposites attract, I'm more outgoing. She's laid back. You do have to be on the same page with important issues. Do you both want kids? That sort of thing. Trivial things don't matter at all. Those things are shallow and meaningless. Someone said similar sense of humor helps. There has to be just a baseline. Doesn't need to be exactly the same, but same baseline. If you can't laugh with or at each other, then you're doomed. And someone said values along with similar outlook on life. You have to be able to make life plans with someone. And if you can't do that with someone who doesn't have the same values, you won't be on the same page and you won't be able to have a long-term relationship.
There are some of those like stupid day-to-day things too, where like, I get that it's just like TV, but if you don't like the same like amount of television or like the same kind of TV and movies, you would be miserable because that it's just in 2024, that's part of life, right? Like we turn the TV on.
Already, everyone has the same issues scrolling through Netflix, Peacock. Well, what should we watch? I don't know. What do you want to watch? And you're just flipping through. If you can never agree on something, that'd be miserable.
I do think everybody should pair up, though, based off what streaming service they don't have. Like, wait, you got that Hulu? Well, I got Netflix. And then you pair up and it's like, now you got two.
Is that a dating service you're going to start? Online dating?
Yes, streaming love.
I have Hulu, I have Peacock, HBO Max, or whatever it is, and then you find someone who has all the other stuff.
Yeah, but then you're going to get a lot of creepy messages with some innuendo that will include the phrase Peacock.
Oh,
I'm just saying, it will happen.